Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts to help you master your time, mindset, and energy around money so you can create an epic life and business. And today, I'm super excited to bring to you Kelsey Louise, who is CEO and creator and founder of the premium coaching brand, Be Marvelous You. I love that. Where she helps driven professional women uplevel their lives to the success they desire by stepping into their joy, impact, and fulfillment. Kelsey helps them gain the clarity and confidence needed to make their personal and career desires of success, satisfaction, and joy come to life. Welcome, Kelsey. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So without further ado, I would love to jump in. Our goal here is to make sure the audience gets some tangible tips and strategies to take forward, to move their business forward, and know that they're walking away with action steps.
Yes. Awesome. I love that. I am all about things that are really tangible, stuff that we can start implementing strategically into our lives. I love that.
I love it. So what can we do today that will help us get into money flow, which is what Sharina teaches after all?
Yes. Oh, I know. I love Sharina. It's so great. Okay. So I've got three things I think are so, so, so impactful that can really help start making these shifts immediately, right away. But they take a little bit of effort and a little bit of thought and awareness. So we're going to go through these. And these are things that have really helped me personally, as well as my clients, but I've really leaned on them when I've been going through times of my life when it's more lacking, and then the times when it's more abundant, and it kind of helps you keep that balance as you go through and you have these different ebbs and these flows, because it keeps you steady. So one of the things is that so often our finances become one of these things that we become really afraid of. We get really scared and nervous and resistant to even look into what our money situation is. And we just begin to judge it so harshly. And so I kind of liken this to when you're at the gym working out and there's a specific exercise that feels really challenging. And you're like, okay, I'm only going to do one set of these. That was really hard. I don't want to do it again. And it's fine to ease ourselves into something, but we have to pay attention to that resistance. When something feels like we're really scared of it or really nervous of it, or like it was really hard, pay attention to that, because that's where maybe that weakest link is coming in. And that is secretly sabotaging you in your success and in your growth and being able to uplevel your life. So we have to be able to pay attention to where that resistance is, where we're coming in with that self-judgment, because we all know that what we resist persists. Mm-hmm. That's what sticks around. And so when we're really fear-based around our money, or really resistant to deal with it, look at it, talk about it, that is the energy we're putting out there. And so then that's the energy we're attracting back to us. Right. So if we're saying, I don't even want to open my bank accounts, and I don't even want to look at it, like I don't even want to click the app on my phone to check to see what my balance is, my goodness, like just think about the kind of energy that that's putting out there. That's very resistant. You're saying, I can't even handle this. I can't even look at it. So certainly don't bring any more into my life, because I won't even see it's there.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and it's one of those things we kind of think nothing of until it's really an action step that we have to take. So my first challenge for you guys is to really pay attention to what your accounts are. So what I want you to do is open up every single account that you have that your money touches. Anything that's going in, anything that's going out. Take 20 minutes maybe, open up all of these accounts in just a bunch of different tabs on your computer and look at everything. Now, the trick of this is, please do this without judgment. Anytime that we are putting that self-imposed judgment on it of saying, well, I have X amount in this credit card and only X amount in my bank account, so that must mean, therefore, I'm unworthy as a person, or I'm a bad person, or I'm crappy with money, or I can't do this. And we start to just drown ourselves in this self-judgment, and that does not serve you, and it is not true. When something sits and feels that yucky inside, it's not your truth. It's not true. We are only getting that meaning about our money because we're putting it there. It does not inherently have any meaning. We assign it meaning. So instead of saying that X amount in X credit cards means that I'm a terrible person and I'm not worthy, let's just say it only means that I have X amount in this credit card. That's it. So now what we can do is from that way of looking at it, from that mindset perspective, go ahead, take out an Excel sheet, a Google sheet, something like that, and write it all out. Just list it. Just facts. Just factually write it all out. List all the things on there so that you can actually see it, because then we can do a couple of things here that are really powerful. We can clean up the nonsense stuff, the subscriptions you didn't realize you still had, or the subscriptions you can put off to another time that you really don't need right now, that's not serving you, that's not really helping you, those sorts of things. You can clean those up. You can cancel those because now you're like, oh, I forgot I still had that on there. You can actually start to make a strategic plan for your finances, because when we have a plan and we actually have a path of action of things that we're doing and taking this strategic action for our finances, we step into control of them. And when we feel like we have control of something, we become so much more peaceful around it. Instead of a frantic, hectic, judgmental, scared, angry, resentful energy around it. And you guys know, I mean, this whole class, like everything is about the energy and the emotion we have around something, anything that it is in life, that is what we're attracting back to it. And you already know, the universe is neutral. It doesn't care if it's positive or negative. You're the one that decides if it's positive or negative. Right. So let's start bringing in those positive feelings about it. Right? Yes.
Love it.
I can just like talk about this stuff for days. I get so excited about it. Okay. So that's the first step, is to go ahead and make that sheet, look at it, and look at it without judgment and start making your strategic plan. Now, the second thing is, so often we get really negative feelings about spending money. We get really resentful about money going out of our account, about paying our bills. I mean, how many of you, if I ask you right now, you know, how do you love paying your bills?
Right.
Yeah, it's probably not many,
right.
But it should be. It really should be. And here's why. Couple of things. For one, that's another company. Those are other people out in the world that are giving you a service, that are providing you a service and saying, yes, you can have this just for this equivalent amount of money. That's an energy exchange. That's all it is. So why is there judgment on that? Why is that judgment as oh, gross, yucky, I hate paying bills? Why are we placing that judgment on it, right? Instead of being grateful for these companies that are giving you, allowing you to pay your rent or your mortgage, to have this roof over your head, or for the clothes on your body, the food you get to eat. You know, think about if you didn't have electricity or water or internet.
Right.
How much more challenging would your life be?
Right.
So goodness, it's like when we pay that bill, be like, thank you. Thank you that I have this opportunity, that I have this ability. Like, thank you for letting me be able to pay this bill. Creating that gratitude and that joy around being able to spend our money. Because when we get really resentful and angry about spending our money, that's two sides of the same coin. We are not going to then allow money to come into us abundantly and flow in because we are so resistant and angry about sending it out.
Right.
That's the same energy. When we are resistant to spending it, we are resistant to receiving it as well.
Right. Oh, I love that.
So thank you. So the other part of that is that when we are putting that money out there. Think about every time that you go to a store or you fill up your tank with gas or you get groceries or something like that. Think about the sales clerk, the actual human that you see there. Or when you buy something online, think about the shop, or if it's a personal brand, you know, somebody that you're buying from them. Think about a person and know that your money, when you send it out into the world, it's not dying. It didn't just die off and dissipate into nothingness. No, that's incredible energy that you are sharing and you are spreading and you are getting out and you are just getting out into the world and sharing that with others, and you are helping them live their life and providing for their livelihood. And isn't that a beautiful thing?
I love it. I love it. I love that. Never thought about it. Like, I've thought about gratitude for the bill, but not like, hey, this is actually paying for someone else's, to pay her a child, you know, to feed her child.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly right. Like, your help, like, how many times, you know, and I think about it, you know, in a clothing store or something, and I get really resistant. I'm like, I don't know, do I want to spend this much on this clothing item? And so, use your wisdom, use your caution. Yes, be responsible with your money. But like, when you do need something new and you're going shopping, like, it's usually, you know, a woman there too. And like, think about that. Think about her. Think about, are you paying for her to go to college at night? Are you paying for her kids' daycare? Like, think about what your money is doing in that individual's life.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's creates a completely different energy shift for the way that we feel about our money. Because you guys, when we can start sending our money out into the world with love, that is exactly what we're attracting back to us. Right. That is how we hit the abundance. That's attracting wealth.
Love it.
And so kind of the third part of that is, you know, just being really mindful about how it is that we're using our money, because it is important. You know, having money in our life is this beautiful, powerful relationship, because it carries so much energy in this world, in this life. It helps move like all of commerce. It helps our entire existence move forward. Money is a big thing. It's a big energy. So think about it, that when you are spending it, that you are using that wisdom, where it's not just an unconscious thing about how we're spending money, where it's, you know, without thought or frivolous. Like, be mindful. Just be present in that moment. Think about, you know, we talk so much about having a relationship with money. Think about money as being like a great friend that you have, a best friend, or a partner on your business team. You know, would you just send them around like they're, like, say if it is a person and you're just offering them to all these different people and you're giving your friend money, their resource, their time to all of these different things unconsciously, you know, without thought, just not mindfully. Would you do that? Would you say, here, you can just have my friend for, well, I don't know, it doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
So really start to, I love doing this trick. I love doing this trick to personify money as though it really is that best friend, because that makes me extremely mindful about what it is that I'm doing with it, because I care. I care about this friend. You know, I value this relationship that I have with this partner. So think about just being mindful, present in the ways that we are spending our money. And then that breeds just more and more positive and empowered feelings about money and the way that we're spending it. It leads to way less buyer's remorse. It builds a lot more confidence with our money management, with believing that we are responsible with our money, because we are valuing it as though it were a relationship.
Right. I love that. And I want to highlight something and have you just clarify, because I'm a Boston Yankee. So I grew up with hard work, hard work, hard work. Yes. I also want to be clear, like, you can be mindful and joyful in how you spend your money. It doesn't mean only the serious stuff, right? You get to have fun with it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my God. I mean, seriously, like, so really kind of thinking about it, like it is a person, like if this is a friend, you want to go have fun with your friend, right? Like, think about the things that you like to do. You know, the thing that make you really excited and really happy, is it going to the Boston Yankees game? Is it going to see movies? Is it going to the theater? Is it buying nice new pretty clothes or getting the Coach bag? Like, we all have different things that are our little lights and our little triggers for us. Money is this beautiful thing that we can do such cool stuff with. You know, we get so much more opportunity and freedom in our lives when we have it, when we have that strong relationship with this good friend of ours, right?
Right.
And so absolutely, like, we want to be able to use it. I mean, God, think about how much more you can impact the lives of others through giving of your finances. Think about how much better you can show up for your family and your loved ones when money's not this huge overwhelming stress and this scary thing that's bearing down. You know, think about how much better you show up emotionally and energetically and the things that you guys can do together, the vacations you can take. I mean, all of these different things and opportunities that get opened up. And it really just stems from first creating that space of really positive emotions around money.
I love it. Like, those three tips, actually four, to personify money, that fourth one.
That's so
amazing. I love it. It's like a bonus tip. And I hope you took notes. I took a bunch of notes. So make sure any of you who are watching, let Sharina and I know what struck out from you from what Kelsey said today so that we can share with Kelsey your biggest takeaways from her interview. And I know that you have a free gift for our audience as well that's going to even propel them further forward on their money flow transformation.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, please do let me know. Let me know what hits home for you guys. It's so important when we can at least grab just like one tidbit or something that really connects and we'll take with us and we'll use and we'll, you know, make that a part of who we are moving forward. This free gift, you guys, it's a quick download. I know you're going to have so much content coming at you, so I wanted something that was really succinct, to the point. It's 6 steps of really a roadmap to transformation. How is it that you can start to implement some of these changes? It is a holistic list, so it's looking at kind of everything in life. But you guys, so many of the strategies and tactics are the same when dealing with money and dealing with body image and self-love and all of these things, because it's all designed to bring us into the journey of loving our life. That's like the whole point of it. Right, is how can we love our lives? Because when we love our own lives, we're able to spread and share so much more of our energy and our time and our passions and our love and be a better person there for the people that we love and our families and our communities. And that's just how it starts. And you guys, when you grab that free roadmap to transformation, you'll actually be kept in the loop then about, like, I have a free app I'm building right now. This is a project I'm so excited about. But it takes a lot to build, so it's not quite ready yet, but it should be out maybe at the end of April. So please sign up so you'll get the alert on that. This is the way to create brilliant affirmations that are actually effective and going to make a change in your life. And I walk you through exactly how to do it, and I make it super, super convenient for you.
Oh, wow. I love it, Kelsey. And you're hitting exactly what Sharina teaches too. Yes, it's called the Money Flow Masterclass, but the reality is, once we master our relationship with money, we master our relationship with everything. So how we do one thing is how we do everything. Sharina focuses on money, but in that way, it's actually about your life, because once you have your mindset handled, it's all good.
Yep. We just start transferring, you know, those same concepts from one area to the next. And you're like, oh my gosh, it works the same. And it's powerful.
Kind of crazy that way, but it's amazing. Thank you so, so much for sharing your wisdom with us. I can't wait to get on the list. I want to hear much more about that app. It sounds amazing.
I love
affirmations personally. I know Sharina and I have talked about those as well. She's all about the affirmations and setting intentions. So it's going, like, you guys are like connected without even being here on the call. So I love it. It's perfect. So thank you so, so much for taking the time with us today, Kelsey.
Thank you so much, Diane. I really appreciate it. This was lovely. Thank you for letting me share.
And for all of you watching, thank you for joining us. Definitely let us know what rang biggest for you in your mind when Kelsey was sharing. The link to the free gift is in the email and will be on the expert page as well. And just know that I'll be back in your email inbox tomorrow with 2 more amazing experts just like Kelsey. We're going to be hearing from the heart so you can learn how to master your time, energy, and mindset around money. so that you can create an epic life and business.
Yeah.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.